Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in Health IT, JP Morgan diving into a few more presentations. We'll get back to the news next week. This is the news for us, right? This is CEOs and CFOs telling us what their strategies are going forward and how they performed last year. So this is what we're going to focus on for the remainder of the week. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week in Health IT, a set of channels dedicated to keeping health IT staff current and engaged. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders: Gordian Dynamics, Quill Health, Taucyte, Nuance, Canon Medical, and Current Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Before I get to the news, I'd love to have you join us for an upcoming webinar that's going to inform and equip you and your staff on the 2022 cybersecurity landscape. Our webinar, Stories from the Trenches, How to Protect Your Active Directory Against Ransomware Attacks. We will have experts from Semperis and Sirius Healthcare to walk through the lessons they've learned through their response and recovery projects. Your Active Directory can be the most vulnerable part of your organization. Protect your system and community from bad actors. Join us Thursday, January 27th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific for the full webinar. You can register now at thisweekhealth.com/trenches, T-R-E-N-C-H-E-S. All right. Remember last week, we took a look at the high-level themes from JPM, and this week we are going into the presentations in a little bit more detail. So let's start off Spectrum Health. And again, I'm trying to focus in. I will give you some of the financial performance because I think it's interesting, but I'm trying to focus in on the intersection of technology and healthcare. So to the extent that that exists and we can find it, we'll talk about it. All right, so Spectrum Healthcare, again, profitable, revenues are up, total system revenue about $6.8 billion, looks about right, operating income about $321 million. Again, I just throw the financials out there to give you a picture. Spectrum is based out of Michigan. They're the second largest health plan in Michigan, first plan in the country to launch virtual first health plan. It's interesting. We talked about this 2 years ago that we thought this was coming, and it looks like people are really adopting this virtual first model. Let's see, only 10 cents of every dollar is spent on admin costs. These are some of the things they're proud of. And that's, I think that's a good measure. 10 cents of every dollar is spent on admin costs. So 10%. I have nothing else to benchmark it against. I wish others would give us that metric. That would be interesting to see. All right, they talked about their balance sheet strength. Just like everybody else, their days cash on hand is 247 days, it looks like. Debt to cap ratio went down. Again, everybody's debt to cash ratio pretty much went down, or their investment people should be fired. This was some of the best times for health systems to be investing their cash reserves, and that just helped their balance sheets. I didn't really pick up too much from Spectrum Health with regard to technology, so I'm just going to go on to the next one from here because I want to get through as many of them as possible. Jefferson's in a CEO transition. So you have Stephen Klasko, who's stepping down. You have an unnamed successor on the way. I don't think they named anyone. They have somebody in an interim role. Jefferson, again, was growing through acquisition. Perfect storm. They were making significant investments and trying to grow and consolidate at a time when the pandemic hit and it hurt their financials. They had a couple of other events go on, and I think that they are digging themselves out a little bit. That's the bad news. The good news is they've built quite a system, 14 acute care hospitals, 2 rehab hospitals. They have some long-term care facilities, a bunch of medical group locations. They are now becoming the predominant healthcare provider in the Philadelphia market. If you didn't know, Philadelphia is still somewhat fragmented in terms of market. You have a whole bunch of academic medical centers within a stone's throw of each other. And they've been beating each other up for, I don't know, about a century. In some ways they collaborate, but in other ways they do not. And so Jefferson was making a play to make a significant amount of consolidation, and they did that. So they had a three-phase plan. They were going to scale, then they were going to integrate, and they're just now coming out of that integration phase, and they talk a lot about that. And then they have the optimization. So Jefferson has spent a lot of time on integration, which means a lot of EHR projects, a lot of ERP and HR type projects and those kind of things. I think the thing that's impressive with them is that they've been able to do that, really focus in on that, because I think the CIO focuses in on that. And then they have a digital officer who is focused in on innovation, and they've been able to innovate. They've been able to participate in Livongo, participate in some of the other significant movements that have happened in the health tech space. And I think that's because of that focused leadership in each one of those areas. They go on to talk about Einstein Health and the integration of that. They talk about myjeffersonhealth.org, creating stickiness. Let's take a look at this application a little closer. So 700,000 plus Jefferson patients are currently trusting and actively using myjeffersonhealth.org. They can schedule medical appointments, view their health summary, view test results for new prescriptions, access health information resource, communicate electronically with their medical team. To be honest with you, it looks like a run-of-the-mill portal. And again, they're going through the integration phase. I think the next round, you will see them start to innovate on top of this. So I just wanted to look at that a little bit. I mean, there's nothing earth-shattering in terms of their features. It looks like, again, just Epic's my chart for the most part. The operating metric trends, they are bouncing back, or at least actually, interestingly enough, they're budgeted to bounce back nicely, but they did bounce back somewhat in 2021, and they're budgeted to bounce back significantly in 2022. You really have to look at these numbers closely, because they get the numbers get presented differently across the board. A debt to capitalization, 38%. That's kind of high. But again, they were going through this massive consolidation. Days cash on hand, 234 days. Again, not bad. They have cash. They're going to weather this storm. It's just a matter of getting to the other side of it. So that's what's going on at Jefferson. I'd love to talk about the technology. The only thing I picked up on was the portal. But again, it looks pretty much like a run-of-the-mill MyChart portal. Indiana University Health, interesting presentation as well. They're in Bloomington, Indiana. They have about 3 million outpatient visits, 130 admissions. 38,000 team members. So it's fairly large from a staffing standpoint. This was interesting. They have their virtual front door, mobile, and self-service options. And this is how we should be thinking about this, I believe. It's not, hey, we've deployed Epic MyChart. It's we're deploying a set of digital tools to engage our community. All right. And they're looking at it from a, what are the self-service options they can give to people and provide to people that they can be engaged in their health. And so they have a really cool chart, schedule, connect, patient identity verification. And so you can take a picture of your driver's license, whatever, it'll identify you as a patient. Demographic capture, so you can capture all that information before coming into the visit. Insurance capture as well, consent forms, and then check-in. So that would make the whole process a lot better. And that's what we're looking for from digital, right? We're looking for it to make it more seamless. So a lot of really cool things, very strong balance sheet, very strong financials. They are doing quite well. They're doing some really cool things within the digital space. Keep an eye on Indiana University Health. They have a lot of runway, a lot of room to go. Mass General Brigham. Again, Mass General is significant. They do a lot of research. They get a lot of grants and money from that perspective. They are roughly $16 billion in operating revenue, $2 billion in research funding. Yeah, so this is an academic medical center. They did over 2 million virtual care visits. Again, trying to focus in on the technology here. Digital health, 2 million patients using digital tools. See what that means. Engaging patients between visits to personalize care and improve health management. Okay, so they are engaging their patients and hospital at home, approximately 2,000 patients across three programs. They're scaling their programs for high quality acute care in the home, covering medical and post-surgical treatments. So pretty exciting. They're delving into the digital space pretty significantly. Their financials are what you think they are. Downtick in 20, uptick in 21, and we'll probably see another uptick in 2022. All right, so that's probably enough for today. We've been going a little long in the last two. I'll give you a little shorter episode this time around. So just a couple of things to note. We have systems are deploying MyChart if they're in the integration phase. As they move to the optimization phase, they are engaging the consumer more directly. You saw that with Indiana University as some of the things that they're doing pre-visit. Digital is meant to make the process better. It's meant to engage and it's meant to reduce the friction of the experience. And so when I see health systems doing that, that's exciting. Price transparency tools, also exciting. So some of the themes from today. That's all for today. If you know of someone that might benefit from our channel, please forward them a note. They can subscribe on our website, thisweekhealth.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, Overcast, Spotify, Stitcher. You get the picture. We are everywhere. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders: Gordian Dynamics, Quill Health, Taucite, Nuance, Canon Medical, and Current Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.